ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांध्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुरोन्मीलित येनाय तस्माय श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभिस्तम स्थापितम येना भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा माहिम ददाति स पदांतिकम। वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्री उत पाद कमलम श्री गुरुन वैष्णवम स श्रीरूपम सग्रजातम सहगन रघुनाथ नितम तम सजीवम साध्यतम सवधूतम सरिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण पादन सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखा नितमश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपति गोपेश गोपीक कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीदेवि गदाधर श्रीवासादि गुरु भक्तवृंद। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामीन इति नामिने श्रीला प्रभुपादस्य साहित्यनेन प्रकाश वितरण प्रचारं कृत्वान साधु भगवत्पदाय इति नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So thank you everyone for coming to this Sunday fish program in ISKCON Silicon Valley. My name is Balimardhan Das and on behalf of ISKCON Silicon Valley, I welcome again. And today we'll recite or chant or glorify the Supreme Lord Krishna, none other than Lord Jagannath, in his pastimes as Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. And I also beg before I enter into the Jagannath pastime to take the shelter from Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj and Gaur Govind Maharaj, those who are great devotee from Odisha. They are great devotee of Jagannath and from Gurudev Srila Prabhupada and my Gurudev and all the Vaishnavas here to glorify the Lord. And before that, I just chant one mantra of Jagannath, which is Jagannath Bandana. दारु ब्रह्मावतारं तं दुःखशोक विनाशनम् अभिबन्दे जगन्नाथम् आनन्दामृत विग्रहं विश्वावसुप्रियं देवं नीलमाधवरूपिणम् अभिबन्दे जगन्नाथं प्रेमामृतं प्रदायकं नीलाम्बरानुजं दिव्यं नीलकन्दरवासिनं जगन्नाथं अहं वन्दे पुरुषोत्तमेश्वरं भक्तार्तहरणं शान्तं भवभयनिवारकं प्रणमामि जगन्नाथं सच्चिदानन्द विग्रहं भावभावपदातीतं भावुकहृदयस्थितं नमामि भावनातीतं जगन्नाथं परात्परं सर्वदेव समाराध्यं आत्मीयसेवकप्रियं अभिवन्दे जगन्नाथं उत्तमं पुरुषं हरिं पवित्रोदत्कलदशेऽस्मिन् महोदधीतटेस्थितं रत्नसिंहासनरूढं जगन्नाथं नमाम्यहं नन्दिघोषरथारूढं वामनरूपधारिणं प्रणमामि जगन्नाथं रेवतीं रमणानुजम् अनंतकोटिविश्वस्य नायकं वरदायकं अभिवन्दे जगन्नाथं अनंतेन समन्वितं दीनबंधु दयासिन्धु दारिद्र्यक्लेशनाशनं जगन्नाथं अहं वन्दे विचित्ररूपधारिणं वाक्पाणि पादे पायदि सर्वेन्द्रियवर्जितं अभिवन्दे जगन्नाथं वेदान्तवेद्यमीषणं श्रुतिवेद्यं चलं स्थिरं श्रवणेन्द्रियवर्जितं प्रणमामि जगन्नाथं सर्वेषां हृदयस्थितं चक्रचक्षुं महाबाहु महाभयविनाशकं जगन्नाथं अहं वन्दे नृसिंहरूपधारिणं शङ्खनाभिमण्डलस्थं चित्रसुभाविवर्धकं अभिवन्दे जगन्नाथं नित्यशाश्वतमद्वयं गजाननस्वरूपेण स्नानवेद्यां विराजितं जगन्नाथं अहं वन्दे पद्मपुष्पं विमण्डितं आकाशवत्परिव्याप्तं परिपूर्णं सनातनं प्रणमामि जगन्नाथ आनन्दमयं विग्रहं। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ स्वामी की जय। सो the origin of Jagannath and the origin of Ratha Jatra, which started in America, she started in 1967, primarily by ISKCON, which Prabhupada came to America in 66, and then he formed this International Society for Krishna Consciousness in New York, and then he came to San Francisco and then started the Ratha Jatra in San Francisco. But it is the culture from Jagannath Puri, which is residing right now in Odisha, also called Utkal or Ugradesh, Utkal Desh, or primarily it is in eastern side of eastern India, which is near to West Bengal. Odisha is a state of India, and Jagannath Puri is placed near to the ocean. So
That place is also called Sri Kshetra Dham, Purusha Kshetra Dham, and Purushottam Dham, or many other names of Sri Jagannath Mahaprabhu. So there are great stories and great pastimes of Lord Jagannath, how he appeared. I think those who have been coming for many years in ISKCON, they know how in Dwarka, mother of Balaram, she explained the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram in his childhood pastimes in Dwarka to the queen of King Krishna and all the associates in Dwarka. They wanted to know why Krishna, even though he is in Dwarka, why he is always chanting in the night Radhe Radhe, and why is Gopi and that bhav always in his heart, why is it so? So they are inquiries. They are curious about to know what is the love he is getting, and he chanting their name, not us. It's just feelings, right? Whenever somebody, your kid is there, if he's loving someone, then he will chant somebody's name, his girlfriend or something. Then you may be curious to know what is in the details. So similarly, the queens are not envious. It is spiritually there is no envy, but there is a transcendental envy, just like between the devotees. So they are curious to know how much love the Brajavasi has given to Krishna. They wanted to understand or release, at least to hear about that glories. And they ask Mother Rohini to explain the pastimes of, because she was the only lady in Dwarka, she was there at the time of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan with Mother Yasoda. And she experienced all the mellows of Krishna's Balalila, Krishna's killing of demons, Krishna's Giridhari Govardhan, everything she was there. So she was the right person and the right authority. And she is none other than mother of Balaram. So, and also she is wife of Vasudev. So in that context, they asked about explaining the glories of Jagannath. Sorry, the glories of Krishna. And Rohini said that only one condition I can explain to all of you, that if you can prevent Krishna Balaram to come to attend in this assembly of Krishna Katha, because I cannot, and she will be definitely coming by the attraction of the Krishna Katha. Krishna is attracted to his whole holy name, which is explained just so they give the security guard to Subhadra that you can go and be in the gate so that nobody enters, at least Krishna Balaram doesn't enter inside the hall. So Subhadra was there standing in the hall, but she was also listening. It's just like somebody is there, she's also listening to the katha, but she's the security guide to Krishna and Balaram. But by the time when Krishna Balaram was doing their Sudharma hall in Dwarka, that hall is never contaminated, or that hall is always got 26 different qualities like religiosity, no hunger, no thirst, is nothing is there. So in that hall, they have been discussing about their diplomatic or political, you know, welfare activities and many other discussion as a king to perform. So after that, the discussion comes. Krishna Balaram, because Krishna is super soul anyway, he knows, he is in your heart, in my heart, and he is in all the devotees' heart. He knows in and out, within and without, past and present. He is Trikalagya. So when Krishna wants Balaram, they said, let's go and have fun. We'll go also. So they came in near to the gate, and Subhadra was just like, if somebody is rapt attention, she doesn't realize who is near, who is out, who is coming, who is saying. If you are attentive to something, a complete meditation, then you cannot relate to each other. Just like I will give so many examples of who have Gajendra, deliverance of Gajendra, you know, right? So Gajendra was caused by Agastya Muni. She was also in meditation, and Agastya Muni came and he did not care to listen. It was his meditation. Similarly, when Parikshit Maharaj went to Samyak Rishi, Sringi's father, he was also in deep meditation. He could not hear. So similarly, why meditation for God they cannot hear? Because they are completely in absorption of the modes of the transcendental nature of the Lord. So similarly, Subhadra, when is hearing the same Krishna Katha from a pure devotee like Rohini about their pastimes, so she rapt attention, she could not recognize who is near or not. So behind both Krishna and Balaram, standing with Subhadra, without knowing the Subhadra that both of them are there. But they are there. They are also listening. She is also listening on their own heart. Three personalities. Krishna Balaram knows Subhadra is there. Subhadra doesn't know they are there. Pastimes is going on. So deep, so intense. All pure devotees in pure holy land, in front of Krishna personally present. He is personally present here also, but not to our mundane eyes. Brahmanjana Churida Bhakti Bilochanina Santasa Deva Hridayasya Bilokanti Yam Syama Sundaram. He is Syama Sundar. He is sitting there. So same Krishna when Balaram. So this Mahabhava, there are some eight different varieties of Mahabhava which are experienced in the body of God only, exclusively, not in any devotees. And that Mahabhava just appears when Krishna really releases the mellows by himself. Most of the persons asked Krishna one time, why you are attracted to your lotus feet? Why people are attracted to my lotus feet? Every devotee is asking, aspiring for lotus feet of Krishna. What is that strange thing in my lotus feet? So he wants to test his lotus feet also. So just like if anybody remembers, there was a Krishna's little boy on a banyan leaf, which kissing his thumb, kissing his the finger, you know, just wanted to test his own lotus feet. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this world also to test his bhava of Radha and Krishna. So similarly, Krishna is releasing the mellows in Jagannath, in Dwarka. At the time, they transformed, their body transformed and shrinking into the heart, and their eyes were so brightened and looking like a big eyes, and their bodies deformed, just like shrinking Subhadra's hand. Exactly, you can see, let me see my picture, though you have not seen Jagannath. I wish I have, but not here. Okay. So Lord, here is Jagannath, those you can see. Here also Jagannath, those you can see. So in that form, that remained for long time. In that bhav, they are releasing. And Narad Muni happened to come there. And he has to come through the gate and he saw that bhav. He saw three of them, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. His name is Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra. They are standing and with rapt attention. Narad Muni has to offer prayers and this and that. Then both came to their external senses. They became again manifested in their heart. We don't experience, my heart doesn't sink, then I will go to hospital or something like that. But it is the Mahabhava of Krishna which is experiencing. This is a disclaimer. First, keep your jnana one side, your philosophy one side. Open your heart. Enter this message. Then you will release the mellows. Don't calculate in your tiny brain all the things. Just understand as it is. So when Krishna and Balaram, those understand from Narad Muni, he saw this three form and he said that this form has to be worshipped by one and all. And a great devotee's desires or great devotee's predictions never goes in vain. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this prediction, Prithivite Achijite Nagaradi Grama Sarbhatta Prachar Hoiva Murana. So in the same message, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, that form was visible. Now, coming back to the question of how that form and come, everybody knows that the king Indradumna, he was a great king and he was ruling in a kingdom, Malava, in Avantipur, his capital. And in that one, can you take some prasadam? You're coming, okay, before. So, in that Avantipur, he wanted to see Param Brahman face to face and what is the most beautiful deities in the world. And then, there is a long story short, one great Brahmin told that I visited one place which is Nilachal Dham, presently which is there also called Nilagiri, Nilachal Dham. That's what we sing, like Nilachal of Amaprabhu Jagannath. So that Nilachal Dham, where I saw a great beautiful form of Lord Vishnu, which is there in called blue sapphire, Indra Nilamani with their stone. That is called, you cannot get it here. Indra Nilamani is a stone, which is more beautiful than diamond. So with that form, Lord is present, there is Rohini Kund, there is a beautiful forest and all. Then Indradumna wanted to adventure to see the form of the Lord. But before that, he sent his priest, Vidyapati. He he was the priest, to find out the deity's location and where it is. And Vidyapati went, and it was a long story. So Vidyapati went, and this deity, which is called Nilamadhava, which is worshipped by Sabara Vishwavasu, just like we read the Sanskrit sloka, which is Vishwavasum Devam. And Vishwavasu was worshipping these deities, and by the calculation of Vidyapati, when he went there, he was trying to see the Lord. And when he got the chance, and then after that, he came back to the Indradumna Maharaj, and he explained that what he saw. He said, this is the deity I saw going on. There is, in the left-hand side, there is a Rohini Kund. In the right-hand side, there is a Neelachala forest. It is decorated with this thing. There is Ananta Sesa. When I take bath of Rohini Kund, I saw the Lord in person. In person. When he explained in all details about the glories of that dham, Indradumna had a desire to go immediately to see the form of the Lord. But it was told by Vidyapati that once Indradumna comes, I will disappear. Once Indradumna comes there, I will disappear from that place. That is the providence arrangement. That's why Jagannath has to come. Lord has his own desire. Lord has his own desire to come. So in that case, when Indradumna arrived, there are many different things. He went there. There is also a great river called Mahanadi. They have to cross the Mahanadi, and it is 25 miles, 24 yojanas, I believe, from Mahanadi to Puri. And when Indradumna Maharaj came, it was also told, Narad Muni also accompanied with him, and it was told that he should perform 1,000 Ashwamedha Yajna and many other things. By many different varieties of the spiritual arrangement, he came to know that the Lord will disappear and then some other forms has to come there. So it's a big stories. I'm not entering into each section of that stories. Each section of the, this is not a story, basically historical facts. And this is whatever I'm talking about is coming from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Jagannath book, which is written by Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, and from Skanda Purana. So these are all authentic books which is coming from all the Goswamis and Swamis who have compiled, and Prabhupada has written the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Those are the depictions. So please don't consider it as a story, even though it is, seems to be a story-like. So take within your heart, these are the actual historical facts which has been described in the Puranas. So when Indradumna Maharaj, when he did not find his Lord, and there are different Puranas also, in Tulsidas Raman, he says something that when Krishna was killed by the Jarasavar, there was a Savar who was actually Angad in Ram Leela. He had a desire, because when Krishna, Ram killed his father Vali, he had anger momentarily. My father, I will kill you. That is natural. If somebody kills in front of your father, then you will have some natural anger towards him. So that desire he reciprocated in Krishna Leela. The same Angad became Jarasavar, and Krishna was lying floating on a doli, on a swing in a forest. When he was floating, this last disappearance, no Vaishnava like to hear that. But so this Jarasavar, he thought it to be the ear of the deer. And then he pierced this hunter. He thought it's a deer, and he pierced his arrow. That's it. It pierced the lotus feet of Krishna. We are aiming flowers, but we are aiming also arrow. And then it's a mortal world. He is spiritual. His body is Sachidananda. But I will give you many stories of pastimes of Jagannath during the course of our discussion. But the same Krishna, when he became like that, then they became like a transcendental log. There is many different Puranas says, yeah, it had been given a rituals, the Hindu Vedic rituals, to burn it ashes, and then some part didn't got. They throw into the ocean, it become a transcendental log. Whatever it is, his body is Sachidananda. Ishara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. His body is transcendental, Sat, Chit, and Ananda. So anyway, this transcendental log had been transported from Svetadipa, which is completely spiritual, which came in the ocean. And Indradumna had a desire, and that the deity has to be formed. And there will be a person. The first one, they build the temple and all, which is son of Vishwakarma, actually, Sughaja, who built. And Vishwakarma has to carve the wooden form when Vishwavasu and the Vidyapati informed about that, they transcended the log, they got it. Just by the touch of Vishwavasu, the Savara groups, the Lord came and then he put it into a room. And the person, the Vishwakarma, he's in the old architect, very old, 85 or 95. Immediately next day he will die like that. He came and he appeared to the Indradumna, "I will carve the deity's form. But one condition, nobody should come inside my room for 21 days and I will build these deities in 21 days. Then they said, yes. Indradumna's wife name was Gundicha. And after 14 days, I think they did not hear the sound. Tick, 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 tick. It was doing on there. They did not hear the sound. And Gundicha was insisting Indradumna, "I think the old man died inside. Looks, it seems to me." But Indradumna said, "No." He told 21 days, "Don't disturb me. I'll be inside. And we should wait for that." But ladies generally, they're impatient all the time. They will push their Indradumna and say, "Then go and find out what's happening. Because I don't hear any sound." So he insisted. And then finally, they have to go inside. And when they open the door, the lawn is incomplete. You see Jagannath's picture? There is no hand, no leg. It is also, many Nirakarvadi say that God has no hands, no legs. He has no ears, no eyes, no nothing is there. But he's complete. Within that form also he's complete. Because there is prediction from Narad Muni, which came into existence, and by his desire of a pure devotee, Lord reciprocates to be in the same form. How hard you try, the destiny has to happen the same way. Indradumna was crying, "Oh my God, where it happened? It's complete, incomplete deities. You cannot worship, you cannot do it, but divine sound appeared. This is my own sweet will. I appeared in the same form." And by the time he left, actually Vishwakarma has completed and he left already. And irrespective of open 21 days or 17 days, it doesn't matter. Destiny has to happen the same way. Lord wants the form has to happen, exactly it will happen. So, Jagannath, that time he becomes Lord Jagannath. His name is Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, the three deities form, which carved and Sudarshan on the side, which is the disc of the Lord. So, this is the significance of the story. It is given that how Lord Jagannath appeared in the mundane world to give the benedictions. Just we know that Shankaracharya has made in India four dham, like Badri dham, Badri Narayan dham, and Puri dham, Dwarka dham, Rameswaram dham. These are the four dhams which are very prominent. And in one lifetime, it has been scheduled that one should visit all the four dhams before he dies. And in Badrinath, Krishna takes his bath and comes to Jagannath Puri. He eats prasadam and he goes, takes bath in Badrinath and he goes to Dwarka, takes his dressings and come to Puri and he eats prasadam and goes to Rameswaram to sleep there. So every dham has its meaning, significance there, but he is eternally present in all the dhams, but it has been saying. And why the Puri Prasadam is so powerful and potent? Every part of Prasadam is there, but especially Puri Prasadam. When we go to Puri, everybody asks, "Did you get some Prasadam?" If we go to Puri, "Did you get some Prasadam?" Everywhere the Prasadam is so transcendental, but Puri Prasadam has a different meaning because it is so potent. And that is also in Skanda Puran, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj was explaining about the glorification of Prasadam, which is saying that one time Lord Narad Muni went to Vaikuntha, he always travels. He's a spaceman ship. He can travel everywhere, anywhere. And once he goes to Vaikuntha Dham, and he asked a benediction from, because he was very favorable by Mother Lakshmi. And Lakshmi asked, what kind of benedictions you want? And Narad Muni said, yes, if you can you give me the Mahaprasadam from Lord Narayan? Lakshmi was very disturbed, because yesterday, the same time, same day, Lord Narayana has told that no, you should not give my prasadam to anyone else. That is his commandment. So he cannot bypass her husband's order. And when Narad Muni was in great anxiety, Lakshmi was in great anxiety that I cannot fulfill your desires of the prasadam. But eventually he said, I will ask Narayan whether you will get it or not. So when he was serving the prasadam bhoga to Lord Narayana, Narayan, she asked that Narad Muni wants something, you know, he's a pure devotee, he comes to you, and like massaging a little bit. And then Lakshmi, Narayan said, okay, one condition, you take my prasadam when I don't see that. Do you follow me? I'm eating, but take my prasadam when I don't see them. How will it? But next day when you're serving, actually Narayan was doing intentionally like that. So she steal that prasadam from there for keeping it to Narad Muni. So Narad Muni got that prasadam, she was thanking and she got it. Then she was dancing in ecstasy. Oh my God, I got it like Krishna Prema. She's already in Prema, but by getting that prasadam, he was rejuvenated with Prema. And he went to Kailas Dham. And with that Kailas Dham, when he went, Lord Shiva was in anxiety, what's happening? He was surprising that what's happening in Narad Muni. You dance always, but this is a different dance. You are likely jumping and you're not stopping at all. What's happening? How you got it? Then he explained, no, I got Mahaprasadam from Narayan, direct prasadam. There is prasadam and Mahaprasadam. Mahaprasadam is directly offered to the Lord. You get direct plates. And then the other things. So similarly, he said, can you give me a little? I said, I don't have. But can you check again? I don't have. Can you check again? I don't have. So similarly, when he got, there was one bite of Mahaprasadam on his hand, and Lord Shiva jumped into that and he got it. When he took this little Mahaprasadam from Narad Muni, he again tried to jump in the ocean. Both of them were dancing, and Parvati came and he was asking, what's happened? Then they explained that this is Mahaprasadam we got from Lord Narayan, and from us we got it. Can you give me something? He said, nothing is there. Narad Muni, no, I gave it to Shiva. He pointed to Shiva. Parvati was looking very, you know, ugly way. You didn't give me like Mahaprasadam. But finally they said, let's all together go to Narayan to seek his blessings to get the prasadam. Then all of them went, and Parvati requested that, okay, I'll give my Mahaprasadam that is coming up in this dham in Jagannath Puri, which I ate, and I will give that Mahaprasadam. And Parvati requested, please give this Mahaprasadam to all the living beings. Everybody should get Krishna Prema. And Krishna gave his blessings to Parvati that I will give you. So similarly, in Jagannath Puri, if you go, anybody gone to Jagannath Puri? You have been. So when you go inside, you don't go to Jagannath Dham. Rather, you go, there is called the Bimala temple. So Bimala is same Parvati. When Jagannath eats, the first person eats is Bimala. And Shiva was thrown away from there, because he did not give prasadam to Parvati. So he was not offered the bhoga. But later on, but first property right is for Bimala. And she is none other than Mother Parvati. And by her blessings we are getting the Krishna prasadam. So every demigod inside the Puri temple, we should not offend, even though, you know, the demigods, they are transcendentally related to Krishna. They are worshipping inside the temple, means they are definitely elevated, pure devotees of Lord. So the Bimala temple will be on the back side of the Jagannath, and Jagannath promised that my temple will be there, Lakshmi temple is there, and Lord Shiva will be on the front. So this is the beauty of, or the glorification of the prasadam of Jagannath Mahaprabhu. And about the Rath Jatra, as you know, the origin of Rath Jatra, which started, I was reading Gaur Govind Maharaj's commentary about Rath Jatra. most people say 500 years, 1,000, 2,000 years ago, they throw some numbers, you know, who knows what number, 800, somebody say 875 it started, whatever it is. But actually it started, which Gaur Govind Maharaj said, there is Manu, in each Brahmasya there are 14 Manus come. And now we are in the Vaivashvata Manu. Vaivashvata Manu is the seventh Manu, and first Manu is Svayambhuva Manu, and second Manu is Sarojisa Manu. So the Ratha Yatra started from Sarojisa Manu. So it is coming of 152,000 crores years, more than that, which Ratha Yatra has been there. And also it has been mentioned when it will stop. In Ardha Kalpa, means Brahma's around 50 to 60 years, in Ardha Kalpa of Brahma, the Ratha Yatra will stop, means the pastimes will remain, but it will not be manifested in this mortal world. But primarily, how old it is? Sarojisa Manu, Manu means one Manu has likely 4 crores 32,000 something years, their lifespan. So, for 6 Manus there. We are now in 7th Manu. So, Vaivashvata Manu. So, Sarojisa Manu, Vaivashvata Manu. This Ratha Yatra has been constantly going on, but in a different, not necessarily in earth, in heavenly planet, in Kailas, in many other different 14 planetary systems, this has been prevalent, the Jagannatha. But especially for Puri, this is the place where Lord resides in person, in Jagannath Dham. And those who have not gone to this Jagannath Dham, because earlier days, when British came, they stole a lot of things. If you know anyone from Punjab, you know King Ranjit Singh. King Ranjit Singh donated much gold than he donated to the Golden Temple in Punjab. Can you believe? He donated more gold to Jagannath Puri than to his Golden Temple. He was such a great devotee of Jagannath. And he also said that he was possession of Kohinoor. You know Kohinoor Hira? Everybody knows, right? He said that the Kohinoor Hira should go to Jagannath Temple. But by the time, British, by politics, they took that Kohinoor Hira. But it was given to Jagannath Puri. Not only that, Tirupati, they give Dan and Dakshina all the time to Jagannath Puri. Because Jagannath Puri is primarily, compared to Tirupati, is not that opulent in money. But Tirupati used to send, but Jagannath Prasadam is incomparable to the three worlds. Cannot get anywhere in this world. Whenever you go, if you have not gone in your life, make sure that you make a commitment in your life that I will go to Jagannath Puri, go to the Anand Bazaar and eat. Have you gone, right? Did you feel the Prasadam ready? Have you attended any Ratha Yatra? Or just visited? Okay, nice. So yeah, please get experience from Mataji. And then the other part is that not only Jagannath Puri is from our Gaudiya Vaishnava point is very a complete things. Complete in the sense, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed 18 years. Complete years he stayed. Last 6 years he was completely in the Gambhira. He stayed his entire, you can say, entire life in Jagannath Puri. All the pastimes, every spot in Jagannath Puri, they have pastimes. And everybody in Jagannath Puri is a devotee of God. So you should not think in your mind, oh, they are eating, drinking bidi, so I should not have those feelings. First of all, you should have clean heart. Oh, he's asking me 10 rupees for 5 minutes. They are pure devotees of Lord Jagannath, irrespective of whatever they do, whatever they do. So in that mood, in that sense, you should enter into the dham. Even the dog, even a greatest Brahmin who goes and take the prasadam from the dog's mouth, it is still not contaminated. That is the power. It is there in Sankanda Puran exclusively. So take that word, how powerful and potent. Raghunath Das Goswami, he is Sad Goswami, he is sitting there. He used to take prasadam from the nala, you know, from the drain. Prasadam comes, he collects prasadam and he eats that. Because not only the prasadam, which was also by the lotus feet of all the greatest Vaishnavas, those who are entering inside the Jagannath Puri Dham, they are liberated souls. And all the demigods like Indra, they see them as 400 Vishnu form. All the persons residents in the Gaudiya Dham, in the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, in Jagannath Puri, in Utkala Kshetra. So there is not different. So, but we, our eyes are not developed in that sense. So we may not see, we may see the faults, but we don't see the beauty. So once we develop that sense of devotions within our heart, we can see every devotee, every person, even a dog, an animal, a bhikari sitting, standing there, they are all pure devotees of the Lord, irrespective of whether you admit or you don't admit. Jagannath admits, that is the question. He admits them, and they are all pure devotees of the Lord without any doubt. And how? Because our mind calculates things, there are many instances how Lord reciprocates. I'm telling you, the Lord is a person or not. One time, there was a great Brahmin in Jagannath Puri. His name is Trilocha Mahapatra. He was a Pandit. So, when king comes generally to the temple, generally it is an offering, right? When Maharaj comes, then he give a deity's flower. But our flower we are offering one time in the morning. But in some temple in Vrindavan, they offer 20 times a day flowers to the Lord all the times. But it's opulently not managed because you don't have that much devotees. But in Jagannath Puri also there is always flowers, and they give it flower garland from Jagannath to the king, generally visited, because king is the also representative of Jagannath. If you don't see Jagannath, you can see the king. Your seeing of Jagannath is also fulfilled. So when the king came inside the temple, and when the Mahapatra, he went and he saw that there is no garland, the deities. Maybe somebody given, and there was no garland. So what to do? He'll be very offense. He was very strict in following all the rules and regulations, and everything is there. So what to do? So in that sense, what he did is, he was wearing a flower garland. So he gave it to Jagannath. This is a great offense, but there is no other way. So he gave it to Jagannath. And when king came, he took that Jagannath's garland and gave it to the king. Because to save, you know, your prestige, and there is no other way you can do it. But king got it. He was very happy. So beautiful. Smelling flowers. Garland is coming up. So he took it and he went outside. When the king went outside, then there was a hare in the garland. And he said, "What is the hare is coming?" So he was meditating, "What the hare? Jagannath doesn't have hair. If hair coming from, I can say Krishna is hair, right? He has a beautiful curly hair. Do you see? Everybody see Krishna's hair? Have a look. Is it curly, beautiful? Yes. So, but Jagannath, those who do not see, you need to go and see Jagannath. Then only you can see whether he has hair or not. But he doesn't have hair. You see, he doesn't have hair, right? So, the king was very unhappy. Maybe he thought that it is his garland. He gave it to Jagannath and he gave it back to me. He did some duplication. And then he went back. King was also very strict. He went back, and king, they are Kshatriya, they are very, you know, powerful, and their blood is hot. If something goes wrong like this, they will not tolerate it. So he went and he chastised Trilocha Mahapatra that, "Where is your the flower garland? How did you get it? And where is the hair is coming from? Are you sure? Did you give it to Jagannath and give it to me?" Then he, out of fear, he said, "No, it's actually Jagannath's only. But did Jagannath have hair?" Then he did a mistake. He said, "Yes, Jagannath has his hair." Then king said, "Okay, either you surrender, I will give you phasi, you know, mrityadanda tomorrow, or you show me Jagannath has hair." Then he said, "Okay." Then he went home and he was crying in front of his own deities of Jagannath that, "I'll be gone to jail, I'll commit suicide." So he got some poison. "If you, Jagannath, don't give me some inspiration," because super soul is in your heart. Depends on how crooked you are, how simple you are, he will reveal you. Nobody else knows except God and you within your heart. So he came and he was crying to Lord Jagannath, "Please do something." Then Jagannath came into dream. "Yes, I have hair." He said that. Then the next morning, when he go to the temple, he saw Lord Jagannath has all curly hairs flowing like this. He was amazed to see that God is inconceivable, achintya. He can eat from his hand. He can sing from his leg, from finger. That's what he is, Sachidananda. And he can produce his transcendental hair. So the king came. When the king came, he saw also hair. He was also amazed. How come hair coming to Jagannath? It's very interesting. then Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj actually very elaborately described their pastimes. Then he was, because the king has a mind, Jagannath has, so he pulled hair, you know, just to test. He thought this person has put some false hair to save his life. So what he did is he pulled a bunch of hair very tightly. From the back he pulled like this. So few hairs came, 5 or 6 hairs came out of that. But it was very hard, but he pulled it. And with that, blood is also coming. Lord is spiritual, but he is personal. We should not imitate. When false, then he fell down in the ground. Oh my God, I did what kind of mistakes I did. Blood is coming from his your hair is like completely. Then both of them saw, Strassen and a few devotees Dwara said, after that there is no hair. It's just the Lord reciprocates. He doesn't deviate the principles of our seeing. It is not the Lord comes and eats from there, you know. You'll be all run away. Maybe half of everyone. So he reciprocates based on the devotion and the standard we are having. So that time, Jagannath pastime is so potent and all, and he got those blessings. So similarly, another devotee whose name was Gita Panda. Gita Panda was a great devotee of the Lord. He always reads the Bhagavad Gita every day. So when he reads the Bhagavad Gita every day, he's a very poor Brahmin in Jagannath Puri, and he goes and recites 700 Bhagavad Gita sloka, and then he goes back and then recites. So one time his wife was said, your bandhu, your friend Jagannath is not giving anything to us, and you're still, you know, reciting this and that. What is happening? Why is not giving anything? So it is happening. Then finally Gita Panda said, okay, I'll go and get something. Then he was collecting. So finally his wife was very angry. And what he did is, he always recites that time sloka, Yogakshaham Bahamyaham, that sloka in Bhagavad Gita. So he did 3 scratch in that sloka. Out of anger, when you do, it is not that somewhere, but you are reading this and not doing anything, then you do some scratch, right? Go from my sight or something. So out of her anger, he did scratch, suppose somebody, devotee or not, if you're chanting all the time, they throw the beads also, you're chanting all the time, wasting your time, right? Those who are non-devotees, or they do not understand. Because to appreciate the quality of a devotee or activity of a devotee, you need to come to a standard in a mode of goodness. A mode of ignorance and passion person cannot even appreciate the characteristics or the activities of a devotee. So, but anyway, his wife, so she crashed. Then both of them has to go to Jagannath. So somebody called them, long stories, to get the prasadam. And when Jagannath came, they saw there was 3 marks in his lotus lips. 3 marks in the Jagannath deities. And Jagannath came into the dream. Yes, the book is none other than my lips. Bhagavad Gita is coming from the lotus mouth of Krishna. So the Bhagavad Gita is not different from Krishna. One should not throw in this way, there, here. We should consider it's Krishna, the same Krishna, non-different the Bhagavad Gita. When they scratch, the same lotus mouth in Jagannath deities is manifested as scratch. And then they fell down into the ground. And then Gita Panda was very, you know, highlighted. So the pastimes in Ratha Jatra, there are innumerable, because who can glorify the pastimes of Lord Jagannath in 1 hour? Or who can define the devotional, the values in Jagannath Puri, Purushottam Kshetra? But not only Jagannath has reciprocated his pastimes with many devotees, even Ramanujacharya. When Ramanujacharya visited in 870 or that period of time, it was Chalugangadev who was the king. Ramanujacharya is very strict in methodology, processes, you know, this. Then 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11. All the different processes has to be followed in the same way. Just like if you go to Tirupati temple, very standard time and the devotional offerings, the ritualistic process is very fundamentally, very optimized in a high standard. So when he came to Puri, he convinced the king that I think your processes of worship here is not up to standard, means following here and there. So it is better that we should follow the processes. And then Chola Gangadev, somehow he was convinced, and he said that, okay, we'll do it tomorrow. So he convinced the king, and he said that tomorrow you come and we will do the new type of worship, which is Ramanujacharya is bringing. Next day people are coming, 7 a.m. the time, new things will come, bring instead of this paraphernalia, that, instead of this camphor, this one, instead of 3-5, something, whatever it is, you know. Everybody, panda was there, all big pandas. And then 7 a.m. Ramanujacharya was not there, let's wait. 8 a.m. he didn't come. 9 a.m. he didn't come. 10 a.m. he didn't come. Then they asked, where is he? Where is he? Go. Somebody, he sent, king sent to the his chamber. He was not there. 11 a.m. sent. Then he said, okay, let's do our regular worship, whatever we do. Then it was known that Jagannath came into his dream, Ramanujacharya, and he threw Ramanujacharya by Garuda. Garuda came, picked Ramanujacharya, throw him in Kurmakshetra in Andhra Pradesh. Then he goes to Kurmakshetra and do the worship. Ramanujacharya and Jagannath said, don't disturb my devotees. Do not disturb. Three words. So you know that is good. My devotees, whatever personal associates they are, my personal associates, they will serve me the way they like. Do not disturb. So he kicked him out from Jagannath Puri to Kurmakshetra. This is the transcendental relationship of Jagannath with his personal devotees. He loves them. He loves them. One time, one girl in nearby in a village from Jagannath Puri, 10 miles or maybe 2 miles, she was singing Gita Govinda, reciting Gita Govinda. Gita Govinda, you know, which is written by Jayadev Goswami, which has written Dasavatar, Kesava Dhrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadish Hare, we sing in ISKCON, that is written by Jayadev Goswami, the last part, the other upper part is coming from. So, that lady, no, sir, not the lady, the girl used to sing Gita Govinda, she loves and she sings in her garden. She had a garden like eggplant, put in eggplant, has little thorns and all. So she sings, and Jagannath came in person to her garden to hear the Gita Govinda. He was so pleased, that so enchanting the music and the voice. Then they find Jagannath is not there, why thorns are there, there is no pagadi is not there, why it is getting all the sets. Then Jagannath came into the dream of the king, that I am going to that lady, to that girl, her name was Padma. I am going to Padmavati's home, to garden, to hear the Gita Govinda, because she's every day, because then they went to her garden, they find the upper garments of Lord Jagannath in her room, sorry, in her garden. And they say, oh, Jagannath is coming here. And then they took them, and every day it became a custom that Gita Govinda was chanted by Brahmanas in the night, midnight, after midnight. Jagannath doesn't sleep for 1 hour some days. In Pusa Masa, if you go, which is the prasadam was cooked by Yashoda Mai, and other than days, the prasadam was cooked by Mother Lakshmi herself. So, with the Mother Lakshmi, there was a pastime of a Chandaluni and and Mother Lakshmi, which was said. Mother Lakshmi, we in Odisha, we worship on Thursday, because the significance that Lakshmi comes to everybody's house. And if somebody doesn't worship, she encourages also that you worship me. And it is a custom in Odisha that worship of Lakshmi in after Kartik, which is in Margasira, every Thursday in the morning. You must get up in the morning. I know my mother, every Thursday when I was a kid, she used to blow kansal at 5 a.m., go to take bath in the pond and do all the arts and offering worships to Mother Lakshmi. So every house, not only ours, most of the houses, but now it is more materialistic. So they come, and then Mother Lakshmi went to a Chandaluni's house because she was doing great offering, and she came. So Balaram and Krishna Jagannath, they go for morning walk. They are person actually. Don't think they are deities. They are just person like us. So they go for morning walk in Jagannath Puri, and they came and they heard that Lakshmi is coming from a Chandanuni's house. So Balaram didn't like it. She will cook today? Jagannath says, yes. I don't think I will take prasadam. So, because Balaram is very strict, it's just a pastime of the Lord. So Balaram said, I think tell her to quit our home. I think she's not fit now. She has gone to Chandanuni. We are such sophisticated boy. What do you think, Jagannath? Jagannath said, he was very obedient brother of Balaram, Dauji, whatever you say. So they invited Lakshmi and explained what is your mistakes, why we are giving. Then Lakshmi was cursing Jagannath. When I got married to you, my father told 10 offenses you will forgive me. Not even first, simple offenses. And that too, I am going to my devotee. What the problem you have? But it is the past times, they has to go. But anyway, so they kicked him out to Lakshmi. Then after that, Lakshmi, all her associates are gone. They gone the same next day, they are waiting for breakfast, Jagannath. No breakfast. They thought maybe today they are late. 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m. No breakfast. What's happening? He asked Jagannath to go and check in the kitchen. Nobody was there in the kitchen. Then he said, arrange your devotees, Daitapati, send them. They send other devotees to go and cook for Jagannath. But there is no stove. Over, they broke. Lakshmi, as I said, they broke all the stoves at the car. Then it is a long story, so I am giving the essential summary, which is then they are moving around, Jagannath and Baladev, to all the cities for food, here, there, they are going, they are begging, so one house they brought them food. So, but Baladev said, I will not eat because, again, Chandaluni. So, Baladev said, I will not eat, but I am hungry. So, what can I do? So, he said that one condition, I'll cook myself. Give me separate, they need separate arrangement. Separate stove, separate wood, separate paraphernalia, everything come separately. Is it right? Time for aarti, Prabhuji?
Yes, we are approaching.
So. Okay. Maybe 5 more minutes, so I'll be done. So that time when Jagannath, Baladev, they did all the arrangement, but Baladev, you know, his younger elder brother, he said, Jagannath, be here, cook, I'm going to take bath, come back, and we'll have prasadam. So after few days, we are getting something. So they went, Baladev took bath and come back. And he said, Jagannath is still tired and doing something. So he was asking about what's going on. Like, why is still not done? He said, no, I'm trying, but fire is not coming. Because by Lakshmi's arrangement, all the things has to happen. She is not allowing the fire god to even come inside. So fire is not coming. Then Baladev said, I will try. So he tried with all the blows, these fire is about to come, but smoke, so much smoke. Baladev and Jagannath was likely, they fainted. Then finally they said, okay. Then Baladev said, I think I can take prasadam from Chanda. So he admitted, I can take the prasadam from Chandaluni, no problem. So he went there and informed, Jagannath informed. And finally, nice prasadam came and he took prasadam. And after that, cake was coming. Baladev was surprised. This is the only, nobody knows, because my food habit or your food habit, your wife may know or somebody may know, but she is exactly feeling like Lakshmi. What's going on? Then after a few hours, Lakshmi Devi came, appeared in the Chandaluni house with them, and he gave them a lesson. She gave them a lesson. It was Lakshmi who cooked. But primarily, this is exactly a real pastimes. Don't take it as a story depicted by some Vaishnavas, which has happened, because Lord's pastime is innumerable and nobody can even calculate the pastimes of the Lord. So in that one, the Chandaluni, so we should not consider that in Jagannath temple there is no distinction. If you are eating, somebody comes, eat, say, don't say no or yes. Let them eat. You also eat. A dog comes, eats, let them eat. So everybody is Vaishnava inside. If somebody takes your prasadam, don't be angry. In earlier days, when you were childhood, now they are doing a lot of systematic things, but when you go in earlier days, when people take, you're eating half the way, they will take prasadam, somebody. Don't get, so one guy was with us, he was from Delhi, he was so surprised that he was like angry. My prasadam is taken. He ran, wait, get another prasadam. Another one took, and He thought he was a little, let them take. Then I said, why don't you go and get that prasada for others? So you can do anything, but generally now it is a little different because people are more modernized, but that is not the real bhava of Jagannath. You can have any prasadam. And Jagannath has also devotee in Delhi. When he was going Ratha Jatra, you know, Ratha Jatra, Jagannath, he put a lot of ropes and he pulled, Jai Jagannath, like that. Then he goes a little bit, then he put a pillow, then he goes. So there was a tailor, a hunchback tailor in Delhi, but he was a very good tailor and he used to make many good things for Lord Jagannath. And he was a great shoeing, he does it. So the king was a Mughal king. He came and he ordered him that, can you make some pillow, two pillow for me? Then he said, yes, I will do. But he thought that, why not I make one pillow for Jagannath? But he know that if I do, this king will kill me. But somehow he did that pillow. And that pillow was sent to Lord Jagannath. And the king came, he did not get the pillow. When he did not get the pillow, then he arrested the devotee. When he arrested the devotee, and then he find out where is the pillow gone. But the devotee said, the pillow I gave it to Jagannath. And there are many pastimes which is coming up. And finally the Lord appeared in the dream that if you don't release my devotee, I will kill you the next day. With fearful eyes, with the fearful things, and kicked him from this bed. And he was like devastated. The next day released, and he gave him everything, all the opulences to the tailor, and he surrendered to Lord Jagannath, and he sent my salute to Jagannath also. He is the Supreme Lord. He can do anything. A great Brahmin in Banaras, he was also having his pride, and he was Gyan, Tattva, you know, philosophy, you know, people generally say, you know, philosophy. And you just simple worship of devotees, your pastimes of the Lord, what is the value? My Gyan and my Tattva is more value and all. But finally, he is also a devotee of the Lord. And he did not like the one statement. He liked it but not fully convinced. Whoever goes to Jagannath Puri, sees Lord Jagannath in the Daru Brahma and eat prasadam, he is liberated in this life. He said, he liked it but, you know, he said, no way. I think his name is Aviram Pandit. So then finally he went to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath was there, so he came in the night, he took the ashram and he slept, and the next day he was supposed to see Lord Jagannath. So he went, the door did not open the next day, 7 a.m., devotees are going, pandas cannot go inside, 8 a.m., pandas cannot go inside, 9 a.m., pandas cannot go inside, the door cannot open. Somebody said, something is wrong today. Some non-devotee, some dog came from outside world. Something happened. This is not opening. The doors are not opening. Lord came into the dream to the main pandas. He said that there was the greatest non-believer. The Aviram Pandit is here. As long as he is there, I will not open my door. Kick him out. Lord has his own control in every devotees of Odisha. And every devotee, you should not think they love Jagannath as much as they love themselves. So, but it is very, don't try to judge within their heart, rather just try to appreciate. That is the best way. So, when it was informed to that Panda, that Aviram Pandit, then he realized, he lowered down his pride, and then he realized, oh my goodness, this is the one, and he goes to Lord Jagannath and surrenders at his lotus feet, that please forgive me, you are Mahaprabhu, you are Nilachala Jagannath, please forgive me, I committed a great mistake. And then the door opens and he went inside. So my last pastimes, I'll be telling about a great, there are innumerable, likely thousands and thousands, I can continue, but time is short. So the one British, you know, when they are directing Bhaktivinoda Thakur as magistrate, and after that also, the British had their ship which is coming from the ocean, and there was a storm inside, and there was a great devotee of Jagannath, a Odia devotee was there, and he said that let's worship Jagannath, he will save us. Then in a danger, you need someone, whatever somebody says you follow. So they said, okay, let's worship. So they said that they worship and they said we'll give something. Out of token of love, they saved. They are saved. And they said that they will give a big ring bell to the Lord, which is still there inside Jagannath Puri, which is offered by the Britishers. There was one devotee, one Vaishya, which is a businessman. He's a great, a very rich man. So when he came, that rich man, to Jagannath Puri, he has his intention or mind that I am such a rich man. Jagannath eats dal and chawal. What can he ask me? Means I can give many millions times whatever he asks me for service. People have their pride, right? I do this, I can do that much of service. So he is such a great man. He may estimate, he may ask $1 million, or you know, I am 100 million. Or he may ask, give me some thousand of acres of land. Some generally pujaris ask, or they ask, you know, you see go, or they are asking for 10 rupees to me. I have $100, I can give more. Don't never bring that pride in your mind. All will be pickpocketed next moment. So it is. So that businessman was so pride, and he was thinking that what can be done. But he was asking the pujaris in a pride way that what Jagannath needs, I will give. Means I have enough, I will give, you know, in that mood. Then he said, okay, we'll tell you tomorrow. So the Jagannath came in a dream to a panda, and he told that do one thing. You ask that businessman, ask him to give me one paan. You know paan? Anybody knows paan? With the guav in a gazamani, means an elephant which has mukta in his head. You know, that is the supari. I want just one paan from that businessman. Tell him that. That's it. The next day the businessman came, and the pandas went and they told what Jagannath wants. Well, yeah, Jagannath doesn't want, he's very happy here. He just wants a paan from you. A paan, yes, I can give you. What paan? Yeah, it's from a, you know, elephant. There is a money, which is very special. Just like some snakes has money in their hood, some elephants has that that mukta, that money in their head. Now, the businessman got stuck. Where he will go and find that? Because unless you kill them, you cannot find them. How many elephants you are going to kill them? 1,000 may not come. In 1,000,000 elephants you can kill, he come. And he understood the trick of Lord Jagannath. And he surrendered at the same time. My Lord, nobody can serve you unless you like to be served as you are. My humble obeisances unto your lowest feet. Please forgive me. So whatever money you have, whatever great assets you have, don't think that Jagannath is a poor temple or it doesn't have anything. It has omnipotence. It has innumerable wealth. I'm giving the last pastimes which is coming. My younger brother's, his father-in-law, means he was a magistrate in Jagannath Puri last time when he visited. And also my wife's, I think, her uncle was also magistrate in Jagannath Puri. So they are in superintendent of the, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So they are three generations, they are superintendent. So we have some good pastimes from them. So she was telling. So in Jagannath Puri, there was a great room inside Jagannath Puri, those who go the Baman room and other side. It is said that there is greatest wealth in the room. So it was running, run down a little bit, no, a lot of people captured, the pandas captured the land and everything, so not running in a financial perspective. So that time they think that we should open up the room to find out the wealth, what it is. But it has all the wealth. It has Indramani, it has diamond, it has many, many wealth inside the room, unbelievably. So they think that let's open it. So when they are trying to open it, there was such a hissing sound, like Basuki is protecting that, like Ananta says is protecting. Such a hiss, they cannot tolerate. It was like a snake is covering the entire wealth of Jagannath Puri, which is just a fragment, just dust particles from this wealth also come. It can feed the entire universe. But by its Lord's desires in this world, it cannot be revealed. So it is as it is. So this is one of the, you know, so we should not consider, unless we understand, unless we know the depth of Jagannath's glories, it's very hard to appreciate. It is very hard to know the in and out of all the pastimes of Lord. But with this short period of time, as much as I was trying to say about Lord Jagannath, I will recite the four slokas, which is read by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during when he saw Rath Jatra. That's the four important sloka, which is coming from... Sorry, Lord Jagannath is there. Mataji, can you pick up? When he saw Lord Jagannath comes as a Pandi Vijaya, sometimes it is called Pandu Vijaya, he sang four mantras when he sets in the car, and we should recite when you go to Berkeley on this Sunday, we can also recite these four mantras, which is Namo Brahmane Devaya Go Brahmane Hitaya Cha Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namo. This is the very famous mantra, you know, from Vishnu Puran. And then other one is called Mukundamala. Jayati Jayati Devo Devoki Nandanaso Jayati Jayati Krishna Vrishni Vansa Pradipa Jayati Jayati Megha Syama Kumalango Jayati Jayati Prithivi Bharunasu Mukunda. This is from Mukundamala Sutra. And from Srimad Bhagavatam, Jayati Jananivasu Devaki Janma Badu Yadubara Parisata Swair Durabhira Asyana Dharmam Sthirachara Brijanagna Susmitastri Mukhena Brajapura Banitanam Vardhayam Kama Devam. And the last one he said, Naham Bipro Nacha Narapatir Napi Vaishuna Sudro Naham Banni Nacha Grihapatir Na Banastu Yatirva Kintu Pradem Nikhila Paramananda Purnam Ritadbhre Gopi Bhartu Padakamalero Dasa Dasanu Dasa. So these four slokas he chants when Lord Jagannath appeared from his Ratha Singhasan to the cart, when he goes to Gundicha for his Rath Jatra festival, all called Nandikos festival, in his cart Nandikos. With this, yes Prabhuji, any questions?
It is four slokas that you recited.
It is from Madhya Lila, chapter 13, volume 5. We have old book. Yeah. So you can find out from... All right. So any questions from anyone? Any doubts, any comments, challenge? Good. So thank you very much. And we'll... Prabhuji, you want to say something? Yeah, Hare Krishna. So we'll have Aarti. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Jai Jagannath, Swami Ki. Gaur Premanandi.